Welcome to Truth and Circumstances, where we apply the truth of God's Word to the difficult situations of real life. I'm Kyle Lamb, and with me is Greg Birdwell, preaching pastor at Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.
My kids recently shared with me that I pushed them too hard to excel in sports and school. I tried to explain that I only want what's best for them. In what areas should I push them to excel? And what are some indicators I may be living vicariously through my kids?
Excellent question. I'm so glad this one came in because I think this really is a problem. I think we kind of have some unbiblical priorities when it comes to the things that we push on our kids. And I played sports growing up. You played sports growing
up? Yes, I did.
Did you see this kind of thing, parents acting like maniacs?
Crazy. I've seen parents hate other parents because of comments they made about their kid, like as if like their identity is in their kid's performance. And
right.
How dare you say my kid's not good?
Yes.
And yes, I've seen plenty.
There are YouTube videos, like compilations of parents getting into fistfights at ball games.
Yeah.
And
have you seen there's a hockey game, this guy's standing up yelling either at his kid or the ref. And, you know, in the hockey where the stands are, there's like a glass separation. He smacks the glass panel and it shatters. And then he keeps pointing at somebody through the glass like that just got shattered. Like he didn't even care that he just smashed it.
Right.
And then somebody's in the back saying, nice, Ron, or something like that.
Right. Yes. Well, and can you really say in that kind of situation, I just care about what's best for my kids?
No.
I had a youth minister. No, he wasn't a youth minister. He was a minister of education, which doesn't really matter to the story. But he was a fantastic golfer in high school and college, winning all kinds of tournaments in the area and the state and stuff. And so his dad told him, he's like 16, 17 years old. His dad told him, if you win this tournament coming up, I'm going to buy you a new car.
Wow.
So so there's some pressure.
Oh, yeah.
He loses the tournament by one stroke. And as he's walking off the 18th green, he looks up and he sees his dad circling. This dad is circling the golf course in this brand new car and then drives off. Basically to taunt the son, this is what you lost. This shiny new car drives off. And yeah. Now these are extreme cases,
yeah.
But that's not necessarily what the person asking the question is. But that kind of thing can be in our hearts. So how do we know if we're heading in that direction? And how do we know that we actually have our kids' best interest in mind? There's actually a couple of questions embedded in this one question that you just read for us. So we're going to deal with it in two halves. And the first question is, in what areas should I push my children to excel?
Yeah, so children should be taught to pursue godliness.
Yeah, they should excel in godliness. And this is true, of course, for everybody, not just children. But Ephesians 6:4 tells fathers to raise their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And so this would be one of the things that parents should impart to their children. And it's interesting that in 1 Timothy 4, Paul compares physical training directly to training in godliness. He writes in 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, train yourself for godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And we talked about this in another episode recently. Paul isn't saying physical training has no value. He says explicitly it has some value. But godliness is of exceeding value. And so he's comparing the two and saying godliness should be a higher priority than these other temporal concerns. Godliness is the highest priority. Then we could go over to 2 Timothy 2:22, which says, flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Pursue righteousness. We could go to Hebrews 12:14, which says, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. We could quote these verses all day. They're all over the New Testament. But suffice to say, there's plenty of instruction in the New Testament for us to know that a mainstay of our instruction to our children should be to pursue godliness. Now, here's an interesting thing. One of the reasons that parents will give for pushing their children so hard in athletics and academics is so that they'll get a scholarship or get into a good college. So, you know, you have to get a good education. Well, why? Why do you need those things? The answer typically would be so that you can get a good job. Well, why do you need a good job? So that you'll make a nice living. Why do you need to make a nice living? So that you'll have the things that you need and want. And some parents are so hard on that and drilling that into their kids that they inadvertently push kids into worshiping stuff. Like this, having things is the most important thing, rather than your job being a means to the end of glorifying God.
Yeah.
So the question to kids a lot of times from the parents is, don't you want money? Don't you want nice things? Well, work hard in the batting cage or work harder at school. Otherwise, you won't make as much money. You'll be flipping hamburgers at McDonald's or whatever. And the irony is that the Bible actually warns us against that kind of thinking. It encourages us to be content with the necessities of life. And listen to what Paul says in 1 Timothy 6:10 and following. He says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It's through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness." So the idea is, don't, if we were to take this as an instruction on how to train our kids, don't push them toward material things, push them toward pursuing righteousness. And if we push our kids to excel so that they'll get a good job, it's possible that we're pushing the love of material things on them, which threatens their faith. Now, there's nothing wrong with teaching responsibility. We'll talk more about this later. There's nothing wrong with teaching responsibility or that it's important to work. But if that's everything that their life is heading towards and they're devoting all of their time to excelling in this or that so that they get a good job, what are we telling them about what is important, relatively speaking? Paul says, don't push them toward temporal concerns. Instead, throw yourself after righteousness. We have to ask ourselves, where is the emphasis in the New Testament? It certainly isn't on academic or athletic achievement. It's on pursuing Christ and godliness. And we should explicitly teach them to pursue godliness. And here's a big thing. By how we structure their lives, we should show that godliness is more important than sports or even school. Not that those things are unimportant, but that they are certainly not the most important. And, some will object that they only push their kids to excel as a means of character development. So it's not necessarily about scholarships or getting good jobs. It's a means of growing in godliness. So let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, children should be taught to do everything as unto the Lord.
Yes, and we derive that principle from numerous places. It really is kind of the thrust of the whole Bible, that we exist for the glory of God. But here's some specific passages from the New Testament. Colossians 3:17 reads, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Just a few verses later, Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." 1 Corinthians 10:31, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So children should be taught to do everything for God's glory, understanding that they're doing it for him. And that simply means doing their best at whatever they're doing. It should be a matter of obedience to the scriptures to always do your best, whether you're mowing the lawn or hitting a pitching wedge or diagramming a sentence or washing the dishes. As believers, we are not our own. 1 Corinthians 6:20, we've been bought with a price. We exist to glorify him in everything that we do. That should be drilled into the minds and hearts of our kids. And growth in godliness, which is the first thing we talked about, that's exactly what will happen when a child is doing everything as unto the Lord, And that means it's possible to use athletics and academics as a tool to teach godliness. When a child is doing everything as unto the Lord, when they're playing sports as unto the Lord, when they're doing their schoolwork as unto the Lord, they will learn patience and responsibility and respect and self-control, etc., through working hard in those things. But here's the catch, and here's where we kind of get at the heart of the parents. A child may do their best as unto the Lord, and yet may not excel as they're doing it. That is, working heartily as unto the Lord means doing your best, not necessarily being the best. And we should emphasize the former, not the latter, if we're concerned about being biblical. The excelling in sports and academics, if by that we mean being really good at them, isn't a biblical priority. I mean, you just search the scriptures. There just isn't, to my knowledge, a place in the scripture where we're told, hey, find something and be the best at it. Rather, there's this constant push toward glorifying God, doing everything for Him. Work hard as unto the Lord is the biblical priority. And as parents, we need to push our kids to do their best as unto the Lord while not making excelling the standard that they have to hit in order to please us. So I would not push children to excel. I would push them to do their best as unto the Lord. And if at their best they excel, praise the Lord. If at their best they are mediocre compared to their peers, praise the Lord. If they don't do their best and they still excel, that should be lamented.
Good point.
Excelling, it shouldn't be the goal for us. Working heartily as unto the Lord should be the goal, okay? So that's the first part. In what areas should we push them to excel? We should push them to excel in godliness and in doing everything as unto the Lord. The second part of the question is, what are some indicators that I may be living vicariously through my kids?
Yeah, here's one. If you are more concerned about their athletic and academic development than their character development, you may have a problem.
Yeah, so you could just ask yourself some questions. Are the biblical priorities that we've talked about a moment ago, are they really your priorities for your kids? Do you want your kids to pursue godliness more than you want them to pursue a scholarship? Or is it really that scholarship that is taking up your mind and your heart? And godliness is kind of a peripheral concern. Are you more concerned with them doing their best as unto the Lord or being the best? These are important diagnostic questions, I would say.
Yeah, another one. If you're investing more in temporal achievement than their godly character, you may also have a problem.
Yeah, we spend all kinds of money on batting instructors for our kids and music lessons and private tutors. And, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That the question that I would raise is, how much are we spending on biblical instruction? We drive our kids all around town to these lessons and practices and tutoring sessions. We fill their calendars with these things. How much time do we spend discipling our children or having family worship? I mean, if there is an imbalance, then you may have a problem. You may also be implicitly teaching your kids what's most important, because you are investing more in temporal concerns in their lives than you are in eternal concerns in their lives. And that may be an indication that you're living vicariously through them.
Yeah, if you're not okay with your children doing their best without being the best, you may have a problem.
Yeah. Some parents get twisted up over what we might call wasted potential. And they tell themselves, you know, it's not that they have to be the best for me. I'm not living through them. I just want them to be as good as they could be. I see the potential that they have, and it bothers me for them to not fulfill it. Well, I would just ask, where is the biblical justification for that concern? It doesn't seem that these parents are grieved that their parents aren't doing their best for God's glory. Otherwise, they would phrase it that way. It seems all about the kids, their potential. I want them to be the best for them. If they were concerned about God's glory, they would talk about it that way. It seems more that they want their kids to be a big deal. That really sounds like pride in the heart of the parent, and it needs to be killed, needs to be repented of. And parents who find themselves in this situation would be wise to revamp their priorities while there is still time. And they should invest in training their kids in godliness. If their children walk away from the faith someday, all those trophies and academic awards are not going to make them feel better. The Bible is clear about what our priorities should be as parents. Raise your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Keep that the main thing. Now, again, it's possible to use sports and academics to that end, but that has to be the end. The goal has to be raising them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, and we must keep our eye on that and training in godliness and pushing them to do their best as unto the Lord for his glory. That has to be at the forefront, excelling in these things, excelling in sports, excelling in academics ought not be the priority.
Amen. Well, if you found this episode helpful, do us a favor, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. It's not that we want to be famous or anything. We just want to be helpful. We want people to listen and be blessed of the Lord. And also, if you have questions, everybody has questions, please submit them to us. We would love to interact with those.
Yeah, and that question portion is another reason that we want these episodes shared. So as Kyle said, we want to help as many people as possible, but another benefit of broadening our audience is a bigger pool of questions. We hear all the time how helpful this podcast is, but the number of questions that we are receiving does not reflect a great need for this podcast, if that makes sense. Mm. So if we're going to continue doing the podcast, we need more questions, and the larger the audience, the more likely it is that we're going to have the questions necessary to sustain it. And we're happy to do it as long as there's a need, but if the need dries up or we've answered all the questions available, then we'll hang it up and praise the Lord for the time that we've had. But if it's been helpful to you and you think it would be helpful to somebody else, please share these things on social media. We'd appreciate it.
Yes. Till next time, Greg. Right. This has been Truth and Circumstances. You can visit our website at truthandcircumstances.com. If you have any questions you'd like to hear us address on the podcast, you can email those to questions@truthandcircumstances.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and ask your questions there. Truth and Circumstances is a ministry of Providence Bible Fellowship in Westchester, Ohio.